I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In Pakistan, several children are killed in the bombing of a Muslim school. Find out how Christians can be agents of peace. And God calls all people to himself, including the Yali people of Papua. Find your place in these stories and more right now on Mission Network News. Police are investigating Tuesday's attack on an Islamic school in Pakistan. At least 8 people died when a bomb left outside the school door exploded, and dozens were wounded. Nehemiah with FMI says the real numbers are much higher.
This is a madrasa. This is basically for the children who study Quran. Many children died. The resources we have, they're claiming that the numbers are very, very high than this. But the government, they are trying to give a cover of these numbers.
Police have arrested 55 people so far, but some experts say the bomb was too sophisticated for local terror groups. FMI supports many church planters in Peshawar, where this attack took place.
Please pray for our brothers who are serving there in this difficult situation, that they can introduce a real Prince of Peace to the people. When people feel that they're not finding any peace because of such incidents, then we can introduce Jesus Christ to them.
Pakistan is one of the world's worst persecutors of Christians.
But I want to tell you that Pakistan is one of the most fertile lands for evangelism.
FMI supports indigenous church planters in Muslim-majority countries like Pakistan. You can head to missionnews.org for ways to help. Videos out of Belarus show empty factories and students walking out of their schools. Hundreds have been arrested during the national strike as they protest sitting President Alexander Lukashenko and his controversial election win back in August. Eric Mock of Slavic Gospel Association.
When I speak with youth leaders in the churches in Belarus, they will tell me that the youth want political change. Those who are older, 60, 70, that remember the years of communism, their focus is more on what God is doing in their midst. But whether they're 20 or 30-something or 70, there's something that binds them together, and it's the gospel of Jesus Christ.
On Sunday, the International Day of Prayer for Persecuted Christians, please remember to pray for the church in Belarus.
When the government sees the unity of Christianity, the message of Christianity, counter to the vision of the government to control its people, Christianity is oppressed.
As the church in Belarus continues faithfully proclaiming the risen Christ, be ready to follow their example.
As we see the unrest overseas, we do not have to look too far to understand the unrest in our own country and the need for us also to rally around the banner of Christ.
And as always, learn more at missionnews.org. And finally, an amazing story from Mission Aviation Fellowship in Indonesia of God's faithfulness. But it really starts 52 years ago when a remote Yali tribe in Papua laid in wait to kill 2 missionaries. The missionaries, Stan Dale and Phil Masters, were ambushed by the Yali and shot with over 200 arrows until they succumbed to their wounds. It was the first time the Yali people had any contact outside their tribe. Just 3 months later, an MEF plane tragically crashed nearby. The only survivor, a 10-year-old boy named Paul Newman. Paul escaped the wreckage, and a Yali man found him and kept him safe until a search party came. The Yali people, moved by this second encounter, asked for a missionary to come live with them. From there, MEF's Linda Ringenberg says,
5 years later, a church was born in that very hostile area. And then it was a 30-year process. From that time, since the entire Bible was completed and able to be distributed.
That takes us to the present. Linda's husband, Dave Ringenberg, an MAF instructor pilot, recently helped deliver 2,400 reprinted Bibles to the Southern Yali tribe 52 years after the first missionaries were martyred.
There are still Yalis who don't know the Lord, so pray for those who don't know the Lord, and also, just that those who have received the Bibles would continue to grow in their faith.
And find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries, and your continued support of MNN helps us bring stories of the heroes of the faith and a voice for the voiceless. Look for the Support MNN tab at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.